So, hi Poonam, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Vidya. How about you?
Great, great. Welcome to the coaching session and thank you for choosing me as your coach. As you are aware, we will be recording this session for academic purposes, and ICF will be evaluating the same for my certification. Hope that is okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely fine.
Great. As you know, this is a safe space, and we will be discussing things. Whatever we discuss here stays here. And I know you may be a little hassled with all the traffic and reaching late for this coaching session. So I want you to center yourself, take a couple of minutes, and let me know when you are ready to start the discussion.
Vidya, I'm ready.
Okay, great. So Poonam, what would you like to discuss today?
Okay. So Vidya, I'll just share. This is a very weird experience. A couple of months back, I have been experiencing that is in my professional space. So what has happened, there are certain assignments which are being given by my manager to my junior directly. Okay. And since I was not aware initially, I had no clue about it. But eventually, when I got to know about it put me in a very weird situation. Actually, my mind was thinking why this has happened and why this could have been done by him, my manager. Those all, stupid thoughts was going in my mind. Then I thought it is better to get it clarified from the manager and, have clarity on it, which I did. Of which I have not got very, very logical answer. So then I adjusted myself to that situation. I said that, okay, could be a time being, for a certain reason this would have been happened. So that feeling of managing something, which what has happened? The junior person approached me for help for those specific tasks. So I am being a senior, I'm supposed to guide and direct. For most of the time I did. And the contribution was not got accounted. And so the credit has gone to someone else, although a lot of effort has been given, which I'm actually not much worried about it. But that situation is still on. And I'm not very comfortable, I would say, or those thoughts keeps on coming to me that, being a senior, whether I should ignore or whether I should give my mind to these situations and bring to a very logical end to these things, or maybe not the end, that will not be a correct word, but whether I should adjust myself in such situation, which I did in the past. But I'm still not comfortable with these things. So one is that being a senior, your role requires you to be, helping your juniors and guiding them, directing them. But eventually it's not going to help, you in getting that credit. And you're putting a lot of efforts in direction and guiding. So this is what I would want to discuss as a person, whether I should my role requires to be, of course, do that since I'm senior. But how do I deal with this situation wherein I'm not supposed to be doing that because it has not been given to me, but since it's my junior has been given, I have to help. So this is the dilemma I have, and I want to discuss about this. I don't know, I have spoken a lot about it, how you can comprehend this better, but this is my, a dilemma or confusion which is there in my mind.
Okay. So we discussed a lot of things, and thank you for sharing that very candidly with me. So I hear a lot of thoughts going around your mind, with regards to this entire situation at office, which is, I can see that it's in a way bothering you, because I hear there is you are supporting, I hear that you are supporting your junior, and then you are right now in a situation where and but not getting the due credit around the same. So with all these things, like and it seems like right now you are in a situation wherein you're exploring whether to ignore this particular thing, or rather how you want to deal with this entire situation. Am I understanding correct?
Yeah, but I'll just add to it that, one is that do I need to get, I mean, whether I should get, it should impact my mind, of course, because it's related to the workspace. I'm still not able to tell that, there's a confusion in my mind that, if this occurs and the frequency can increase, can decrease about this kind of situation. So I want to determine that, how I should deal with if this occurs. And I just don't want to lose myself or get dragged into it. I want to be sure that this is what I should be doing if these things happen. That is what I'm exploring, that, as an individual, this is what I should do.
Okay, great. So thank you for reiterating the fact that you want to know, or rather you want to understand, like today you would want to discuss how to deal with this situation. That is what you would want to discuss. Thank you. And can you tell me something more about can you tell me more about this deal, like how this entire thing, what you have in mind when it comes to dealing with it?
So Vidya, when I say dealing in a situation, so I should be thinking very logically, being as expected as senior of guiding and directing people and, looking the bigger picture and thinking before, responding, more thoughtful and, more reflective rather than just reacting to the situation. So this is, when I say dealing, I mean these things. These are the thoughts which are there in them.
Okay. Again, I hear a lot of thoughts about being logical, looking at the bigger picture, being more thoughtful and reflective. When you talk about being logical, can you share some more, like when you say look at being logical and looking at a bigger picture, can you tell me something more about that?
Usually, if this happens with anyone, it will the person will be this is how I felt initially, that the reaction could be negative or could be something which is not favorable. Whereas I am not a person who generally react very quickly, but at the same time it impacts my mind. So when I say logical, I want to be logical when I'm responding. And I should sound, I mean, I am a senior, so I should be, deal with situation in a very proper manner rather than, reacting to the situation. So that's what I mean when I say logical.
Okay. I hear that you prefer being more thoughtful about your reaction. I hear you this entire situation is impacting you in a your mind or your thoughts around it. And right now, it seems like you are now exploring how you want to deal with this entire situation in a proper manner.
Yeah, you can say.
Okay, fine. Okay. So after all this discussion about what's going around and everything, what exactly are we exploring today? Like, what do you want to explore today?
If I have to, say the same thing, but in a more clear, in thought, I would say that I don't want to react to any situation which is not in my favor. Rather, I want to be thoughtful, and I want to respond, and I want to act. This was, my initial reaction was I myself has not liked in the past, whereas now those things have gone. So right now I would rather want to discuss that, if these kind of situation which is not in my control, if occurs again and again, I want to determine that, how I want to deal with the situation. And the dealing should be in a systematic and proper and logical manner. So this is what I want to discuss, that how I can control my thoughts and be logical on it. In a nutshell, if I have to say this.
Okay, that's great, Poonam. I understand. There's a lot of thought. Actually, you are being very thoughtful even while sharing what you want to do.
Yeah.
And really, so that's great. I'm sure this is very this is not a very easy thing to discuss, but I'm glad that you brought this today. So I hear you don't want to be reactive. I hear you want to be more thoughtful and respond accordingly. And it seems like you want to control your thoughts and be more logical in the process.
Only controlling would be not something, you cannot control your thoughts, but should be, the correct or maybe the ideal way of responding could be, which is I am right. I want to follow that instead of getting into too many thoughts and, which is not favorable for that situation.
Okay.
I'm so sorry,
So,
I'm giving so many things, but it is which is going in my mind. I'm trying to comprehend whatever you
no
have
issues.
said.
No issues. Don't be like, it's okay. Share whatever you feel like. That's important. And that's why we are here on this call. So, yeah. So, you reiterated, like, while you share that you want to control your thoughts now. When you're rethinking or the entire piece, you would want to identify the ideal way of responding in the situation by being
Yeah.
more thoughtful and being more logical. Okay, great. That's amazing. So when you say being more thoughtful, what does that mean to you?
Being more thoughtful means that's what I said, that before it should not be a reaction, but it should be thought with a proper action. Like, think through it and then taking a step or responding.
Okay, great. Thought with the proper action is what this means to you. Great. What makes being logical important now?
Logically important will be always. It's not that, I want to be logical and responsible, but for this situation, wherein you tend to feel more on the emotional side and your mind takes you back to those situations and you get influenced with those thoughts. So I don't want to get into those things. Rather, I want to be focused more on the logical front and be very, very objective. When I am, into those situations. So I want to be logical that way.
Okay. I hear not being influenced by your thoughts. I hear being more objective is what and right now it seems like this is very important for you right now, while it
Yeah.
is important otherwise also. When you say when you say ideal way of responding, what would that bring to you? Or
Yeah,
rather, responding in an ideal way.
that is what something I am otherwise. But as you get into the situation, your mind get influenced with those situations or those, the episodes which happens around on the situation. So I want to be, very, very clear on that I don't want to be into those things, and I want to be, a person who should be a thoughtful person. Always want to, and just don't want to be reacting to situation. That is what I mean when I say this.
Okay, so I hear that you are typically, ideally, you are, you respond in a the way you feel that is an ideal way to respond, and it seems like you want to be all the more thoughtful, especially in such situations which you're going through right now. Okay. So, what is the purposefulness of being thoughtful in your life?
Yes, I mean the purposefulness is something which you want to be considered as a very logical and very the sorted person. So not a person who is, I want to be regarded as a person who knows how to handle situation and manage that without any, getting influenced by the situation. Rather be very, very I would say calm and composed in that situation and manage it in a correct way. So that is what I feel. When we are not in that situation, and when you think about that situation, that ideally you should have done that. This comes to your mind often. So you don't want to regret later on those decisions or the reactions or the actions you have taken. So I if you say the longer term purposefulness is something which you get mature with time, and you should know how to deal with such situations. So that is what I'm looking for, that maturity in myself when such situation occurs. This would be my purposefulness.
Great, great. Thank you for sharing this, Poonam. So again, a lot of thoughts going around about handling the situation better, not getting influenced by the situation, being more, I hear, being more calm and composed. Okay. And it seems like you want to handle this entire situation in a much more matured manner.
Yeah.
Okay, great. During our conversation, you have also used, like, you have also said something around being more objective. Can you tell me more about this?
So, Vidya, I'm otherwise very emotional person. So, if you know, when I'm referring to the situation which has, you know, has occurred, I'm a person who is like, you know, very attached to my work and try to help, even if it is not my work, still I go out my way and help. So, and this is how I end up, you know, spending a lot of my time helping where I will not get the credit of what I'm supposed to be. So, but you are in a professional space. You have to manage your own thing as well. So when you want to be very, very objective, very, very professional, this is what, you know, I feel that, you know, I have to deal with that situation very objectively, which what will, you know, help me. So this is what I mean when I'm saying very objective and very clear, rather than thinking from heart. Should be more logical and very mindful.
Okay, great. So great, Poonam. I see that you love helping others, and then in a way you have chosen a very right profession to be in HR. That's really great. I hear that you are an emotional person, and I hear you are attached to your work. And now that you are a person who usually loves helping people, you also want to, while do continuing to do, it seems like you, while continuing to do that, you also want to be little mindful about the entire process and be more objective in this, the way you deal with such situations while
Right.
helping others, while continuing to helping others. Okay, great. That's really great, Poonam, that you have such clear thoughts around what you want to get out of it. So now coming to this point of after all this discussion wherein we discussed about where we started and everything, what is the useful outcome for you in this conversation today?
For me, the useful outcome could be which I am, you know, seeking a clarity, which I think with this conversation I have got some logical thought in it. Maybe you know, something to do with if these situations occur, I need to be more logical, objective. These words I have myself is talking about, but when I'm in this situation, I probably was, you know, limiting myself to putting those actual in action. So probably I will be giving thought to those things and being more channelizing my thought in this direction. Might be that is something a useful outcome would be for me.
Okay. So I hear again a lot of thoughts like around seeking clarity, being more lo logical, being more objective, not limiting yourself, but at the same time, channel it seems like you want to channel your thoughts in the right direction, which will help you in this in managing the situation. That's great. So what needs to, like, after this discussion, like, what needs to shift in your perspective to which will help you channelize your thoughts?
So Vidya, I'm still exploring that. I mean, what will help me rather, what you know, what perspective I should, you know, move on or shift in the direction. But at least conscious effort and thought would definitely, and I think that has worked in few occasions. So I think conscious effort, that this is how I want to, you know, respond to such situation. is the initial thought I have. I'm yet to derive that, you know, what will be the one, two, three things which will for sure will help, but I'm yet to derive on that. But yes, at least a conscious effort of mine which will keep me, you know, remind me that, you know, this is what you need to be. I
Okay.
think.
Great. While I see that you're still exploring what will really help you, but one thing which I can see clarity while you're discussing is conscious effort.
Yeah.
Okay. So what will what needs your attention to get this what needs your attention to get to this outcome of channelizing your thoughts?
Attention would be, I mean, the situation where I get into this and keeping myself, you know, attentive that, you know, you need to be more conscious and be objective while responding rather than getting dragged into the situation. I think the conscious attempt and attention to these situations will probably get me to do a right thing.
Okay. So I hear keeping yourself more attentive and being more conscious will help you be more objective and achieve this. Okay. What will enable you to get there?
Enable me would be, can I take a couple of seconds to think
Yes,
about it?
please.
Because yeah, I mean, I'm yet to think on what will enable me, but yes, as I said, apart from conscious you know, and the attention of those situations, will enable me probably myself of taking a pause on the situation and, you know, telling yourself that hold on, take a pause, think through it, and then proceed. This will enable me to be in a right situation, I think. Yeah.
Okay, great. So in this, I can see some more clarity while you're talking about what will enable you about
I
taking a
don't know, Vidya,
pause.
I am being more philosophical, but somehow this is, you know, I think there's a cobweb in my mind which is going on with a lot of, you know, strings on various sides, but probably, yes, you can say that, you know, once I will have a deeper thought,
Okay.
probably I will have more clarity.
Yeah. Okay. So I hear taking a pause, thinking through the situation before reacting, and being more mindful is what I hear. So after this entire conversation, Poonam, what is becoming more clearer now?
Since the moment we started, actually, even I was not having a very clear thought that, you know, what should I do? But yeah, of course, while we discussed so many things and the flow of thought, you know, going on, at least I have got a clarity that, you know, I have to have a maybe taking a pause, of course, making a conscious effort, which I'm just repeating what we discussed and thinking of logically. I don't know how much of this I'll be able to implement, but yeah, for sure, at least now I know that, you know, one, two, three, four, whatever I need to do, I'll make a conscious effort in doing this.
Okay, so great. I again see lot while you're talking, I feel that you're in a way reaffirming or reiterating certain things for to yourself, like you mentioned, like taking a pause, being cautious, thinking logically will help. That's really great. That's really great start to begin with. So great. So after all this conversation, what are you discovering about yourself? Sorry, there's some light issue. So yeah,
That is
but
fine. I
I
can
hope
see you.
you can
Yeah,
hear.
I can see you. So Vidya, to be very frank, there is no correct, way of dealing, maybe to deal with any situation. But these are my thoughts, and probably I'm discovering that this can be done at least. Maybe this will work, maybe this may not work, but at least I now know that this is what I can do. Yeah, so this is what I think I have discovered through this call.
Great, great, great. I'm glad about it that you would want to, you have at least have few points that you would want to go back and try. That's great. What are the new actions you would like to what new actions would now be useful to take after whatever we discussed?
New action could be, which I was not doing, is taking a pause. So taking a pause and thinking, putting your thought, thinking through it and looking at the bigger picture is something which initially I was not doing. Probably I can, this I can start with, which I think will help. And as I said, that this is not the only thing. Probably once I will have more thought into it. I may have few more actions which I will derive, but for now, I think taking a pause will and thinking about the situation will help.
Okay, great. And what resources do you need to take them?
As if I'm not just a reminder for myself that, this is what I need to do.
Great. Reminder for self and being more mindful is what I hear. Who can help you in this journey of yours?
So, I usually, I generally don't discuss my problem with anyone. That's myself. But yes, maybe a discussion with you again can help me.
That's really, really great. I'll be more than happy to connect with you and see how this taking the pause and everything has helped. Like, great. I'll be there. We can connect anytime to discuss this further. While you mentioned about taking the pause, looking at the big picture, etc., how would you be accountable to these actions?
Well, I have to because I have no choice. It's something, the situation which is not in my control. But yes, my reaction, my action is in my control, and I will be cautious and conscious about my, response. So yes, I'll be accountable for sure.
Okay. Great. Being cautious and conscious. Quite a strong statement that you made, which holds very true to the situation what we are discussing right now. Anything else that you would like to discuss, Poonam, beyond what we just discussed?
No, thank you so much.
I hope you have some clarity around how to be like how about channelizing your thought after this discussion.
Yes, I have got. I don't know. So one thing which I have not, discussed that, or maybe this is something which is over and above the topic which we were discussing, that, this is not a very new situation. Of course, many professionals must be facing, And they were dealing with the situation in a different way. So I don't know about others, but this is what I feel, I should be doing, and this could help me. So yeah,
Yeah.
that, I think this is
Great,
something.
great. So great, Poonam, that and so right now we are not talking about what others may be dealing like, and it's important
Of course, of
that you
course.
should focus about yourself. And I'm glad that you take while I see that there's a dilemma whether this topic is that important, like I see sometimes on your face based on the facial expression. But I'm glad that we discussed this, and I'm glad that there are a few things which you have clarity on, or rather something which you want to go back and work on and everything. So let's be in touch. Let's connect once again, like you mentioned, to understand how this entire piece is helping you, like when you go back and actually be in a situation when you implement this, how this is going to help with you. So that's great. So we'll be in touch with regards to the same. But that concern you mentioned it, you don't have anything else to discuss today. Are we okay to close this session today?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Great, Poonam. Thank you so much for being so candid and sharing your thoughts with me. I know there are a lot of thoughts, but all moving towards the positive direction. And that's very important. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
taking me as your coach. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you.